пам'ятаю ці дні, коли ми запізнались, ті дні, коли я знав, що ти будеш моя. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Доля наша тепер одна і та сама, наші мрії тепер ведуть в незнаний шлях. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Наша перша пісня в любові, хоч не була ця, почалась тому давно, із вищого неба нам промінь зійшов. Бог нас єднав і дав нам любов. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали, ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні.
From the Big Apple, New York City, that was the Hrim Band with Persha Pisnya, First Song. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину.
Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me this hour. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, online, or to the podcast, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great show lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Sylvia has some interesting information about buckwheat and a couple of delicious recipes using kasha, which is what you make with buckwheat, among other things. But today it's about kasha. On Ukraine News Outlook, Keith will be bringing reports about Ukraine wanting guarantees on natural gas transit volumes, new economic strategy for 2012, and youth mocking Yulia Tymoshenko. And Keith has also produced a special feature for Nash Holos, the first in a series called Who Knew They Were Ukrainian? He'll be letting us in on some very well-kept secrets in the North American music industry, even for those who've been around a while and know their pop music classics and performers. So stay tuned for that. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, the Tarasyuk sisters from Winnipeg, and Lyubey Ridny Kray, My Beloved Motherland.
Закрой. Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля». Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain. Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Твій погляд милий темно-синій, вочний дум. Я забуваю все минає, як блиск роси, як вітру шум. Я забуваю в ці години, далека трінець і краю. Темно сині світив за молодість мою. Забуваю в ці години, далека тіне в цім краю. Твій погляд милий темно-синій світив за молодість мою. Я забуваю в ці години, далека тіне в цім краю. Світив за молодість твою.
And from Montreal in La Belle Provence, that was Roman Kostic and Marco Bednarchuk, and that is the duo Previte. And from their first CD, Berechnedi, recorded a few years ago, but still certainly very timely, that song was Yakmyakova Chertini Stele, Shadows of a Memory. And before them, you heard Charivnan. That is a group from the United States, formerly from Ukraine. And I fortunately have a CD by this group. They were in Ukraine at the time, but now, of course, as mentioned, they're in the United States, but still doing a lot of Ukrainian folk music. And they're very active in social media. And in fact, Tatiana from the group dropped in to the Facebook page, the Nash Holos Facebook page, and she left a post there with some great links to some of their music. So do check it out. You can get a link to the Nash Holos Facebook page on the brand new Nash Holos website, and that is www.nashholos.com. Lots of new stuff going on there. Do check it out if you are online. Again, that was Charivna, and the song was Oyupoli Krenichinka, In the Field There's a Well. Well, coming up next is Kalena from Winnipeg, and this is from their CD Freshly Picked, and a picture of a bowl of Kalena, so I guess it's sort of their signature album. They've got a whole bunch out. This one was their fifth or sixth, and here they are now with a nice mellow tune, Oy Vidza Hora.
Thank you. горченьку понад водою. Сивим-сивим горченьком понад водою. Серце моє, още не твоя. Не напою, серце моє, бо ще не твоя.
Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Buckwheat kasha is a cereal and is the most popular to Ukrainians. It can be cooked like porridge or baked and used in a variety of ways. Baked buckwheat is often used as a substitute for potatoes or as a main dish in a combination with a protein food, in a clear broth, or as a stuffing for cabbage rolls. Get your pans ready for a basic buckwheat kasha recipe and two variations to use baked buckwheat kasha. You'll need the following ingredients: 1.5 cups buckwheat groats, 1 egg beaten, 2 tablespoons butter, 3 cups boiling water, 1 teaspoon salt. In a bowl, mix the buckwheat with the beaten egg. Heat the butter in a large skillet, add the buckwheat, and cook until it is slightly browned and crumbly. Pour boiling water and salt over the kasha. Turn down the heat to low and simmer covered for 30 minutes, stirring occasionally until the liquid is absorbed and the kasha is fluffy. Now for the kasha ham and mushroom casserole. Butter a casserole dish and simply arrange alternate layers of baked buckwheat kasha, chopped cooked ham, and sliced cooked mushrooms. Top with a layer of kasha, sprinkle with a few tablespoons of water, meat drippings, soup, or mushroom stock. Cover, bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes. This goes well with sauerkraut or fried cabbage. The next variation is for kasha and cottage cheese casserole. Use 2 parts of baked kasha and 1 part dry cottage cheese. Add 1 beaten egg to the dry cottage cheese and enough cream to moisten it. Season with salt. Butter a casserole and arrange alternate layers of kasha and the cheese mixture with a top layer of kasha. Cover and bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Serve with sour cream. Until next time, happy cooking. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And coming up next, you're going to need your dancing boots. This is UB coming up from their most recent CD and a song about something that's been buried under the snow unseasonably here on the west coast of Canada on Vancouver Island. We don't get it often, but we got a dump of it last week. And so the grass is all covered with, or has been all covered with snow, and we are really looking forward to the rain now to melt it away. Here is UB now with Travers. Yeah, grass.
Ой, чиї ж то трави, чиї то покоси. Чак пустила.
Ой, Боже, мій Боже, що я наробила? Ой, Боже, мій Боже, що я наробила?
Ой, Боже, мій Боже, козак має жінку.
Козак має жінку, я чого любила. Козак має жінку, я чого любила.
Козак має жінку, чиїв то чекує.
А моє серденько грається на двоє. А моє серденько.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, Ukraine wants guarantees on natural gas transit volumes, new economic strategy for 2012, and performance mocking Yulia Tymoshenko. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine is asking Russia for guarantees on natural gas transit volumes and investments in pipelines as it considers sharing management of the export route to Europe and seeks a new supply contract. Ukraine plans to cut Russian gas imports about 48% from the contractual volumes this year, or agree to lower prices as it seeks to revive a $15.6 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Prices have climbed higher than $400 per 1,000 cubic meters as Gazprom rejects Ukraine's bid to revise the contract. Ukraine favors forming a group with the European Union and Russia to manage its pipeline system. About 80% of Gazprom's Europe-bound gas deliveries cross through Ukraine. Ukraine is planning a new economic strategy for 2012. It was announced by Viktor Yanukovych on January the 11th. The new strategy is to improve the living standards of Ukrainians and infrastructure. But many experts have criticized the new plan. Alexandra Molokolop has the details.
During the year of 2012, Ukraine will continue the way of reform. This is what Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych said while presenting the new economic strategy for 2012, which is the part of the economic reform program up to 2014. The president predicted that GDP growth should be at least 6% annually in order to preserve Ukraine as one of the centers of the economic growth in the world.
The modernization changes we are planning to introduce are the only means to create the conditions for mitigating the impact of global economic crisis on Ukraine. Every Ukrainian citizen has to feel improvements. That is what we seek.
The president's economic program sought to reduce the budget deficit, simplify the tax system, attract foreign investments, and develop the financial market. However, his key steps arose criticism among society. The key tax reform squeezed small businessmen out of business. Pension reform was also rebuffed by the population, as well as the revision of the administrative and educational system. The president declared that in 2011, the plan of reforms in the country was made only halfway.
If we analyze all the processes that were taking place in the country in 2011, we will see that there were failures at some levels that hampered the implementation of reforms. We understand that it was not the growth the citizens of our country hoped for.
Experts say 2012 will be a challenging year for Ukraine's economy. Authorities aim to fill the program with the new reforms and not cut social benefits, which might be the basis of a peanut politics on the verge of 2012 parliamentary elections. Therefore, experts predict another hindering of the reform's implementation.
In 2012, it is needed to reform the land relations rules and the agrarian sector, as well as to reorganize the healthcare sector, the labor market, and the social security system. However, in most cases, those steps are unpopular, and so it might be the base for populism during the upcoming parliamentary elections.
Experts say the president promised to improve the quality of life in Ukraine and therefore is afraid to lose the public trust. Meanwhile, polls estimate that the president's popularity has fallen by two-thirds in 2011. Experts say the year 2012 is to bring investment expenditures and to whip up the economy. On the other hand, however, Ukraine is absorbed in its foreign policy developments that are presently locked in a gas dispute and have a bad influence on the country's economy. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
A group of young Ukrainians has staged a performance mocking jailed ex-prime minister Yulia Tymoshenko in front of the labor camp in eastern Ukraine where she's being held. This is a report that came to us from the Ukrainian service of Radio Free Europe. The Young Regions Group says its performance of the narration about golden gas for Ukrainian people on January 17th it was dedicated to the third anniversary of the 2009 Ukrainian-Russian agreements on gas supplies, which Tymoshenko signed on behalf of Ukraine. Young Regions positioned itself as the youth wing of the ruling party of Regions led by Viktor Yanukovych and blames Tymoshenko for signing a disadvantaged deal with Moscow. Tymoshenko, 51, was jailed in October for 7 years for exceeding her authority and brokering a gas deal with Russia. She served as prime minister in 2005 and from 2007 to 2010. Tymoshenko unsuccessfully ran for president against Yanukovych in 2010. She and her supporters say the case against her is politically motivated. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron.
From Ukraine, a very popular young group called Obima Doshchu, and that means Rain's Embrace, and they've put out a CD a couple of years ago called Elegia, Elegy, and they've since released a couple of other singles. Again, this is another group that's very adept at social media, and you can find them on Facebook as well, but you can also hear them here on Nash Holos, and that song that you just heard from their CD, Elegia, was Samotni Nochi, Lonely Nights. And coming up next is one of Ukraine's sweethearts. Her name is Anichka. Here she is now with a song called Majoran Oregano. Yes, the herb, Majoran.
Yeah. Majeran, zeleni Majeran, 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 zeleni Majeran, powiedaj, 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 że ja sobie wybieram, że ja sobie wybieram.
One of the things that I've been enjoying about doing the Ukrainian news capsule is reading up on Ukrainian culture and sometimes finding little odd things that when I mentioned to Ukrainians, even though I'm not one, they had no idea. Well, this is what I have for you today. Okay, now I'm going to read four names for you. The names are Joe, Gene, Vic, and Ed. Any idea? Do you have any idea what those names mean? I can just picture right now some people saying, well, I don't know the names except for one of them. I'm not going to tell you which one yet. But let's pretend right now that we're in the late 1950s and you're listening to a music program on a local radio station and the announcer comes on and says, coming up next, the brand new record from the Yurik Brothers. And what do you get? You get this.
Heartaches, heartaches. My loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new. But my heart aches for you. Thank you.
was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you.
And now you're saying to yourself, who are the Jurek brothers? Not a very show businessy name. They did change their name to the Amory brothers. Some of you are saying, oh, he's getting closer now to revealing who they are. Well, they are in fact Gene, Joe, Vic, and Ed Ames, otherwise known as the Ames brothers. They changed their name in the late 1940s. Now, what is Ukrainian about them? Well, the brothers were born in Malden, Massachusetts. Their parents emigrated to the United States from Ukraine. Ed was the youngest of nine children, including five boys and four girls. They all attended the Boston Latin School, and Ed and his brothers were educated in classical music and opera singing. During their earlier career, this is when they still didn't have a name, they used to perform in community events singing traditional Ukrainian folk songs that their parents would have known, as well as other relatives and other people that had emigrated from Ukraine to the United States. Now, if you're asking if any of those recordings exist, no, for the very good reason they didn't make any recordings. But Ed actually stayed true to his Ukrainian heritage. In the late 1950s and 1960s, at the height of the Ames brothers' popularity, as well as Ed Ames, they would always return to their hometown to perform for people in the community, singing traditional Ukrainian music. Very different from what we just heard right now. The Ames brothers made a name for themselves singing the popular standards of the day, including popular standards from the 1930s and 40s, like this one, Cherokee.
Sweet Indian maiden, since first I met you, I can't forget you, Cherokee sweetheart, child of the prairie. Your love keeps calling my heart enthralling, Cherokee. Dreams of summertime, of lover time, gone by, thrown my memory so tenderly and sigh, my sweet Indian maiden. One day I'll hold you in my
Cherokee, the Ames brothers. The brothers disbanded as a group in 1960. Ed then pursued a solo career and also acted. One of his first starring roles was in an off-Broadway production of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. He then went on to star in performances in The Fantastics and Carnival. Although Ed Ames is Ukrainian, his dark complexion and bone structure led him to being cast regularly as a Native American. In productions such as One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, opposite Kirk Douglas, he played Chief Bromden. It was around this time that 20th Century Fox saw him in that production and invited him to be in the TV series Daniel Boone with Fess Parker. He played the Native American Mingo on the series. In the 1960s, when Daniel Boone was still on the air, another side of Ed Ames started to show, and that was his perfect comic timing. On April 29, 1965, he appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Johnny Carson coaxed him to throw a tomahawk to show his tomahawk abilities. He threw it at a cowboy, which, well, it went right in the middle of the groin area of this cowboy cutout. The laughter turned out to be the longest laughter ever on The Tonight Show. Carson, with his ability to ad-lib, said, "I didn't even know you were Jewish," and "Welcome to the Frontier Bris." Ed Ames is still performing today and does a number of shows with some of the leading symphony orchestras in the United States. We end this look at the Ames brothers and Ed Ames, all of Ukrainian descent, with a song that reached to the pop charts in 1967. Ed Ames, "My Cup Runneth Over." For Nash Holos, I'm Keith Perron.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. In the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
Many thanks to Keith Perron for producing that wonderful feature for us.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Podcasts at iTunes, pcjmedia.com, on the Nash Holos page there, and of course at www.nashholos.com. If you haven't done so yet, please do drop into our online home and leave us a note telling us how you like our new website. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Both Keith and I are there, so lots of ways to stay in touch between broadcasts. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Але перед закінченням я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Спершу добру пораду дістань, а відтак діло починай. And our proverb of the week translates as, first obtain good advice, then begin to work. Well, our time is just about up now. So to take us to the end of our program, we have the female beat from Winnipeg and the Crossfire Medley. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.